From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. As baby boomers head into retirement and are living longer, they're more independent than any previous generation. But are cities ready to accommodate their needs? In Fort Worth, it's a work in progress.
I-26.
Bingo Day at Handley Senior Center in East Fort Worth is always packed. Director Melvina Linton says for many of her seniors, coming to Handley is their only chance to socialize regularly. Many seniors also rely on the daily meals the center provides.
And so we save lives in so many ways. The hunger, the socialization, that's needed among our seniors.
Another issue is finding jobs. Jackie James, a retired teacher, says it's not easy for seniors to find a job that works for them.
If you're trying to stretch your budget a little bit, which is always helpful, that is hard. A lot of people won't even interview seniors.
James isn't the only one who noticed this. When the AARP surveyed older folks in Fort Worth this spring, job opportunities were a big issue. Seniors also said they want more public transit and a more walkable Fort Worth. That survey was part of the organization's push to make cities more responsive to people as they age. Carmel Perez-Snyder got the initiative off the ground in Fort Worth.
Ultimately, the goal is to help cities prepare for this silver tsunami, this gray wave, whatever you want to call it, of seniors that are going to be turning 65.
The city of Fort Worth is working with the AARP, nonprofits, and businesses to prioritize development that works for people of all ages. The idea covers a lot of ground, access to housing, healthcare, and social activities. It also looks at what seniors need to live actively and independently. Perez-Snyder says more than a quarter of Fort Worth residents will be 65 by 2030.
There's going to be a greater need for that transportation. There's going to be greater need for that affordable housing that's accessible, that's universally designed. There's going to be a greater need for sidewalks that can transport people, that people can walk on safely.
Perez-Snyder worked with neighborhood associations and city officials to conduct walking audits all over Fort Worth. The goal? Get out and see what kind of impediments there are for people with limited mobility.
Once you do a walking audit, you never look at a street the same way again.
On one block of Fort Worth's Fairmount neighborhood, she pointed to wider sidewalks and clearly marked crosswalks. Runoff from recent rains have left some of the crosswalks littered with pebbles.
That's going to keep you from moving forward if you use a walker, or if you're just someone who is not super sturdy, has a cane. That's a falling hand. You know, people can fall because of that.
Most of Fort Worth is built on what urban planners call a drivable suburban model. Single-family homes, big lawns, everything built for people to drive around. Dana Bergdoff is the assistant director for the city's planning department.
The city didn't require sidewalks along streets until the early 2000s. So we have many neighborhoods and major streets where we don't have sidewalks.
Bergdoff says more people, seniors and millennials, are interested in more walkable urban environments now. Public transit, she says, is crucial for seniors who don't drive anymore. Officials say Fort Worth spends less on mass transit than most other big cities in Texas.
The need for transportation has come up in all of the domain conversations that we've had to date, including housing, outdoor spaces and buildings, civic participation and employment, social inclusion.
Back at the Handley Senior Center, Jackie James says more transit is needed, but Fort Worth is still a good place to grow old.
You know, I feel like the city officials are at least listening to what you have to say in terms of what's good for seniors, and that's always a good starting point.
After all, she says, there is one thing that unites all of the city's residents. Everyone is getting older. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.